When my next guest prays, people get healed. But this is literally, I mean, off the charts, outrageous. When a Bible was placed on an x-ray revealing Crohn's disease, the x-ray itself supernaturally changed. I mean, on that same x-ray, the Crohn's disease disappeared. Next on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Can ancient secrets of the supernatural be rediscovered? Do angels exist? Is there life after death? Are healing miracles real? Can you get supernatural help from another dimension? Has the future been written in advance? Sid Roth has spent 30 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest has prayed for 8 brain-dead people in comas. They were supposed to be vegetables. And Sandra, you and your team have seen them come alive?
Yes, we have.
You think that's something. Tell me about the person that had a transplanted eye.
Well, she had a transplanted eye, Sid, and the eye became disconnected from the socket of the eye, and she began to see out of that dead, disconnected, transplanted eye.
Now, how do doctors account for that?
Well, they couldn't account for it.
There's no way naturally she'd be able to see. How do you account for that?
The Lord just did it. I mean, there is no other way.
Now, I'm going to take you back as a young girl, 6 years old. You had a knowing. A knowing you were going to pray for sick people to be healed.
Right.
And is it true you went around your barn praying, looking for all the sick and dead animals and praying for
that
them?
That is true. I prayed for dead rats and dead stuff. They did not come back to life. But I did pray for them because, the Lord, I heard this voice like. I didn't know exactly what it was, but one day I will use you in the healing ministry.
And of course, she goes to a Baptist seminary, and she hears teaching that God is finished with healing. And what did you do with that teaching when you heard it? Did you change your mind? Or
thank goodness I was enough country girl to believe that if God's God, then God is God. And so I just trusted. I just ignored what they said. But I was taught that signs and wonders had passed away.
So why did you pray for people in the dorm to be healed?
Because I had...
Are you stubborn?
If my mother were living now, she would say, yes, 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 yes. I just kept seeing people that were sick, and I would lay hands on them, and they would be healed. And it was just happening everywhere, causing a little chaos.
But guess what? Chaos?
Yes.
Baptist Seminary? Can you imagine the chaos that caused? They asked her to leave the dormitory.
Yes, but their back was hurning, and I just
there is no more healing.
Sandra, your mother, dying of cancer.
Right.
You know that God heals no matter what the seminary told you. What'd you do about your mother dying from cancer?
Well, they called me and said she'd be dead by the weekend. It was Friday was here. I came home, and on the way home, I heard an audible voice that sounded like from the Lord. It said, tell her, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Tell her there is no sickness in heaven. I said, well, Lord, tell somebody else to tell her, too. I just won my sister to the Lord. He told her the same thing the next day for 5.5 hours. Her laid out, semi-coma, in the bed, did not know we were there. We repeated just what I said to you over and over for 5 to 5.5 hours.
Tell me what you were saying for 5.5 hours.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Tell her there is no sickness in heaven.
Now, your mother had incurable cancer. What happened to the cancer?
It disappeared, and she was healed and lived 26 years longer. Never did it repeat again.
So, if there's no sickness in heaven, and God's kingdom is on earth as it is in heaven,
yes,
and there's no sickness there, then sickness should not be allowed So we have to be like the police department and enforce what God says.
I couldn't say it any better myself. That's exactly right. You have to recognize that God's already done it. We've talked about this so many times. He's already done it. And what you have to do is grab hold of what God has already done for you. That's probably the biggest problem that the church has. They're asking God to do something He's already done. God to do something.
You know, Sandra has the most outrageous, contagious faith level that if you just hang around her, you're going to start believing. But I heard about probably one of the more outrageous miracles I've ever heard of. And when she shares it happened to her, other people get healed, and other people, the light bulbs go on. She was just playing with it. Was it a puppy?
Oh, it wasn't really a puppy, about 10 years old. A Sheltie, you know, looks like a little lassie.
Oh, okay, you're playing with that, and what happened?
Well, I went to put myself up from the sofa. She jumped up, you know, they have one of those little pointed noses like that, and our heads collided. Her mouth was open, and the mouth closed and ripped off from right here, center of my nose, all the way over here, ripped that lip off, totally off. Hmm. And all I saw was the gushing of the blood. I grab a big towel, run to the hospital, get to the hospital. First thing the nurse says, "Where is your lip?" Now, no woman wants to hear that.
No man wants to hear that.
Where is your lip? And I was horrified. And of course, I didn't know where it was. And the long and short of the story, the guy they called said, "You need a surgeon. You need a plastic surgeon." Well, I didn't even know one. So the long and short of that is, one came in and he said to me, "We got to go into surgery right now." He said, "We've got to cut and make this thing." We're talking about from the side of my nose all the way over. He said, "The bottom lip can reproduce itself. The top lip cannot. There's not anything I can do except to go in and clean it up, pull it together, and then it'll take at least up to 6 or more surgeries for you to look anywhere near normal, and you will never be able to smile again."
What went through your mind, and what did you say when you were told that?
Well, when he told me, I said, "Give me your hands." I said, "This is my lip. This is my faith. My face. I'm going to pray for you." And I said, "No, I will not have any more surgeries. God will do this." And then I waked up on the operating table with him sewing this thing up, heard him tell the nurse, I don't know why I didn't just, because normally I sew the mouth to close for 3 weeks, come back and slit it open. I'm lying there saying, "Oh dear God, don't sew my mouth together. I'm a preacher," you know? And he said, "But something told me not to do it. Not to sew our mouth together."
And when he told you that, you knew that God was working in your life.
Oh, I did. I did. I mean, I'm laying there hearing this, not totally out of everything, but I could hear it. And then when I came out of surgery, he told me the story again himself. And I said, "God just did this." And he says, "You've got many more surgeries." He says, "There's no way to fix this. You cannot fix this."
You mean even with all of these additional surgeries, you still would not?
That's what he said. There's no way to really fix this.
You know something? We're coming in a time in history where going to the doctor and having medicine, you may not even be able to use. Sandra could go to a doctor and have the surgeries and it still wouldn't work. What if there is a way to have the promises of God with reference to healing activated in your life? I tell you, as you hear what Sandra is going to share of this great miracle, faith is going to rise within you. And many of you, no, all of you can walk into healing. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
It was God's purpose from the beginning for all nations to become one in Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. To break down the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. When Jewish spiritual DNA merges with the new covenant Christian DNA, there will be what Paul called life from the dead. That's why Sid Roth's website is loaded with cutting-edge articles and teaching about the one new man. Log on to SidRoth.org today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Sandra Kennedy, and Sandra is just playing with her dog, and her dog innocently bites off the top part of her lip. She just knows there's blood gushing, and she has a towel, covers it up, goes to the hospital. I assume you weren't quite as calm as I said, Sandra.
No, I was not calm.
And then when they said, where is the rest of your lip, it dawned on you, how much of your lip was missing?
From the side of my nose here all the way over, it was about a little larger than a nickel size. Of course, that's not very large right there.
Oh, okay, so they sew it up.
Yeah, they cut it again.
Well, why'd they cut it again?
Because it was ragged.
Oh, okay, so they make a nice looking hole.
So they make it bigger.
All right, and then did they sew it together?
Yes, that's what they did. They sewed it together with something that looked like fish line, black piece of line.
Okay, then they proceed to say, take a look at these pictures, and there's pictures of people with cleft lips had surgery, etc.
Right.
What the pictures look like to you?
I didn't look at them.
Why?
I absolutely refused.
Why?
Because I knew better. I knew that what I put in front of me would get in me. So I chose not to look at it. I'd already said, you know, they'd already told me I was going to have all these other surgeries and it would never be normal. In other words, what they were saying, so this reason I like to smile so much, I guess, is that I would never have a smile. This lip was glued to my teeth over here. And I couldn't say or do anything that you had to do a puh.
She could not speak properly the rest of her life.
Right.
She'd be disformed the rest of her life.
Right.
And she'd still have to have a bunch of surgeries to even get to that point.
Absolutely.
So tell me exactly what you told the doctor at that point.
Well, I said, no, my God will take care of this. I said, God will heal this for me. And, of course, he said to me again, well, the bottom lip can heal itself, but the top lip cannot heal itself. I said, my God will do it. I will never have another surgery. And then, of course, I went home.
I would have liked to have been a fly in the hospital trying to hear what that doctor had to say about that crazy woman.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you go home, but...
I find the lip, by the way.
Oh, so what'd you do with it?
Well, I just threw it away, but it was so large, I didn't even have to look. It's such a large piece of lip lying on... I saw it instantly. Again, between a nickel and a quarter size, it was huge lying there.
Okay, you had a healing explosion that you were doing.
Yes.
And you're all messed up.
Yeah, I can't
How did
talk.
You do... What did you do when you went out there?
Well, what I did when I got home, what I did was went through finding all pictures that I had of me smiling. A big smile on my face. And I plastered those everywhere all over my house because I know that the soul can, your soul will take care of your flesh. You know, you got the spirit man when you're born again, you know, the spirit of God comes inside of you. And then if you renew your mind with the word of God, then that soulish area will take care of your flesh. So I wanted to get in front of my eyes what I was calling those things that be not as though they were. So I looked at my pictures, and the more I looked at them, I said, Miles, do you hear me? You line up with that picture and line up with the word of the Lord. God says you're healed. And by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. So
now,
I am healed. I spoke to it every day.
Did you hear what she said? That's very, very important for you to grasp. She didn't say, oh, God, heal me. She spoke to her condition.
Right.
Where in the Bible does it say that?
Well, it says that in Mark 11, 23 and 24, and it talks about speaking to your mountain, and it talks again over and over again that there's life and death in the power of the tongue. And so I knew that the word of God, that God had already healed me, I knew that.
Were you dealing with pain when this happened?
Oh, my word, yes.
How do you fight the good fight when you're dealing with pain? You're going to be disformed the rest of your life. You're not going to be able to speak properly. How do you do it?
Well, you know, I just knew that my God had to be bigger than this. I knew he had to do this. I mean, I'm a preacher.
Okay, so when people start seeing you looking like this, what do you do about it?
Well, you know, I did this healing explosion that you were talking about, and I said, okay, I stood in front of them. And of course, I'm saying, okay, you know, just look at my face and get it over. Because that's the way I talk. I had a microphone to the side over here. And I said, look at it. And then I began to quote that scripture, you know, I'm a whosoever going after my whatsoever, and in between me and my whatsoever is a mountain. I recognize that that mountain is whatever's happening in your life, a disease, whatever it is in your life. For me, at that moment, it was my lip. So I turned, put my hands in the air, praised the Lord, and told that lip, you move in the name of Jesus, and you reproduce yourself in Jesus' name.
What happened?
Well, the first time I did it in front of a group of about 800 people, this lip, something loosed with it because it was glued totally down, just tamped down, and my nose was sitting over here. And the first time I said it, something moved and shifted. And so I just kept saying it, kept saying it, kept saying it. And the more I would say it, the more it would move.
Now, did you think at first maybe you were imagining this or it really moved?
No, I knew it moved. Knew it moved.
Oh, okay. So now, how long did it take to look normal, to speak normal?
Oh, it probably maybe 6 months. I kept going back to the doctor, and the doctor kept saying, he kept wanting to pull out this book, you know, and I said, no, I refuse to look at it. And then when I...
To get you to do the surgeries.
Right. And then finally, he said, what are you doing? This is looking good. What are you doing? I said, well, let me tell you what I'm doing. I'm speaking to it in the name of Jesus. I'm taking the word of God and I'm commanding the word of God to work in it. And I'm putting pictures and looking at, this reason I won't look at your book. I'm going to look at pictures of me smiling because I know that the word will work and that what my eyes behold, I form in my brain. And I know that I can make this work because the word of God does not return void.
Now, you told, I mean, she has a school where she teaches on healing. She has a church. She has all these things going on. Everyone now is watching her.
Absolutely.
Did the thought cross your mind, if it isn't healed, I'm going to lose everything, not just my appearance, not just the way I speak, everything.
Yeah, it did, Sid. It crossed my mind. It did.
What'd you do it when those thoughts came to you?
I yelled at it. I yelled at the thoughts. I knew that I had to overpower the negative thoughts with the positive thoughts of God's word. So I yelled at it. I called it a lie. I said, you quit talking to me, you lying demon of hell. That's exactly what I said.
Okay. Oh, that thought. And I know you're going to be back because, oh, by the way, you already know the conclusion. You've looked at her smile. Smile at the camera. Would you
Absolutely.
Do that?
Absolutely.
We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Well, we had a healing explosion coming up, and we weren't sure, you know, if we were going to have that or not, but we should have known her well enough to know she was going to have the healing explosion.
And as she told her story of her lip being absolutely taken away from her and then put back,
she turned her back to the audience and she began speaking to her mountain. And that's when God started moving and the place just was electrified. There were healings all over the place because they saw her having to walk out what she was teaching.
I could not believe it. It was just so marvelous the way she looked.
She was just transformed. It was almost like I didn't even know from what transition from one to the other. She was just back.
It was just wonderful what God was already doing within 10 days after this accident happened.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. For over 27 years, Sandra Kennedy has trained thousands on how to walk in the supernatural and receive their breakthrough, their miracle, and their healing. Now she wants to mentor you on how to have faith that never fails. Call now and receive both Sandra Kennedy's must-read book, Preparations for a Move of God in Your Life, plus her anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Can God Be Trusted? Yours for a donation of $30.
This is the best, the richest teaching on healing I've ever heard.
Sandra's book is mandatory reading for all of Sandra's students. Learn how to obtain real, genuine faith, which produces healings and miracles. Move from mental assent to believing God with all your heart. Increase your trust level in God 100%.
It'll help someone decide whether they're in hope or whether they're in faith. People die in hope. but in faith you conquer.
Through Sandra's anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Can God Be Trusted? You will understand how to have faith instead of faith in reverse. Operate in true faith that produces real results.
Once you have that trust level where God wants it to be, where you want it to be, it's not just physical healing. It's every promise of God. I can't wait for you to be mentored under Sandra.
Don't miss out on getting both Sandra Kennedy's must-read book, Preparations for a Move of God in Your Life, plus her anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Can God Be Trusted? Yours for a donation of $30. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9087. Call, write to the address on your screen, or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Sandra Kennedy. And Sandra had a horrible thing happen. Her dog, just playing around, bites a chunk of her lip off. The doctors say the best we can do is give you a half a dozen or so surgeries, and you'll still have your mouth here. You won't talk properly. Sandra says, no, my God is going to heal me. She takes that stance. She speaks to her lip. She refuses to look at pictures of people with cleft lips that they had surgery to heal. She just looks at a picture of herself smiling. She speaks to her lip constantly, and she yells at the devil when you have these bad thoughts.
Right.
So what happened?
Well, of course, the more I spoke the Word of God, you know, because the Word of God is so powerful and so mighty. And, of course, what
I did... Did you speak it or just read it?
No, I spoke it. And I would say, by the stripes of Jesus, you're healed. And I command you in the name of Jesus to move yourself and reform yourself. I command you to do it in the name of the Lord, because the Bible says that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. And that's the problem, as I said earlier. People are trying to get God to do something that God has already done. What God has done for me, He will do for anybody. He will do for anybody, because the healing power of God, if you're born again, is already inside of you. All you have to do is release it. Sid, a lot of people die in hope, hoping it's going to work. You can die in hope. You got to get out of hope into faith. And that's what we teach people how to do, how to get out of hope, how to get in faith. You get in faith, it's going to work. And naturally, you can see it worked.
Obviously, it worked. Right. Now, this is an outrageous miracle, but outrageous is, I mean, what I'm about ready to tell you is off the charts. Tell me about the woman that had Crohn's disease.
Yes.
And she prayed to be healed.
Yes.
But she put her Bible on the x-ray.
On the x-ray that showed how the horrible condition of her Crohn's disease, because she wanted a child, couldn't get pregnant. And which, by the way, we've prayed for a lot of people who've had hysterectomies, and they have gotten children. I just threw
you,
that
you
in.
Do know that's medically impossible.
I do, but I just thought I'd say that.
But I just thought I'd remind you.
All right. So we taught the lady to her x-rays that showed all of this horrible Crohn's disease. We taught her to take the Word of God and lay the Word on the x-ray.
I've been practicing a long time.
The x-ray changed. Not a new x-ray.
I don't think we realize how much power there is in the Word of God. As a matter of fact, someone right now, you have a pain in your neck. You have just been healed. What do you believe when things get tough and we in America can't go to our doctor or can't get our medicine?
Right.
Because that day will be coming and we'll be forced to rely on God or die.
Right.
That's why it's so important to be prepared.
And that's why, I tell people, if you go into a church and they don't believe in healing, I mean, it's the third part of the gospel. Jesus went around teaching, preaching, and healing. You've got to understand that what Jesus did for you with healing, it's just as active as His forgiveness of sins. And you have to know it, because in the days ahead, you can learn to stand on the Word of God. God's not a man that He should lie. And you can hold on to that thing. We see more cancer cures than anything.
Sandra, there are people watching us right now with cancer and other conditions. I believe if you pray at this moment, they're going to be healed.
Amen.
Pray for them.
I promise you, in the name of the Lord, God already loves you. He has already put His healing power inside of you. And I command now, in the name of Jesus, that that healing power be released in your body. We curse to the root lying symptoms in the name of Jesus. And we command the power of God to rise up in your life in Jesus' name. We call you how Jesus calls you. He calls you healed, so we call you healed in the name of the Lord. And remember, Sid, a symptom is not a sickness.
I know that. And it says in the 103rd Psalm, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. He has forgiven all of my sins." You believe that? How about the next part? "And He has healed all of my diseases." You're not sure? Step one is to make sure your sins are forgiven. You do that by telling God you're sorry for the mistakes you've made, and you want His power to not walk in sin areas, and you ask Him to remove all of your sins because of His shed blood and to live inside of you. And then you start looking at God's promises in His Word, and you start sitting under teaching that is so strong by people that know, not people that are speaking theory, but know. In Jesus' name, I tell you that cancer is gone and that hip is healed. You get up and start walking right now. New hip. New hip.
For over 27 years, Sandra Kennedy has trained thousands on how to walk in the supernatural and receive their breakthrough, their miracle, and their healing. Now she wants to mentor you on how to have faith that never fails. Call now and receive both Sandra Kennedy's must-read book, Preparations for a Move of God in Your Life, plus her anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Can God Be Trusted? Yours for a donation of $30.
This is the best, the richest teaching on healing I've ever heard.
Sandra's book is mandatory reading for all of Sandra's students. Learn how to obtain real, genuine faith, which produces healings and miracles. Move from mental assent to believing God with all your heart. Increase your trust level in God 100%.
It'll help someone decide whether they're in hope or whether they're in faith. People die in hope, but in faith, you conquer.
Through Sandra's anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Can God Be Trusted?, you will understand how to have faith instead of faith in reverse. Operate in true faith that produces real results.
Once you have that trust level where God wants it to be, where you want it to be, it's not just physical healing. It's every promise of God. I can't wait for you to be mentored under Sandra.
Don't miss out on getting both Sandra Kennedy's must-read book, Preparations for a Move of God in Your Life, plus her anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Can God Be Trusted? Yours for a donation of $30. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9087. Call, write to the address on your screen, or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, can a man walk through a door and find himself in another part of the world? My guest was taught the secrets of supernatural travel and how you can do this too.